Everyone at South by Southwest Interactive is looking to disrupt the status quo with technology. From cowboy hat-wearing robot arms, to stress-detecting aromatherapy diffusers, to futuristic speakers that make you feel like a band is playing in your living room. But at a panel discussion during the festival, we may have found a group of people with the most disruptive ideas out there. Dissidents using tech to disrupt authoritarian regimes.
The people right there, they don't have like satellites, they don't have internet, they have nothing. So to be stuck only with ISIS propaganda, it will affect them.
If you are an Eritrean, an average Eritrean that just follow the state media, the Arab Spring never happened. Gaddafi is still alive, he's still in power, Mubarak is still in power, because it was never reported.
Taliban and many of the conservative leaders trying to restrict the information because it's a way for them to hold the power and deny the rights and freedom. And we needed to change that.
We put information in flash drives, in DVDs, in CDs. We spread the voice.
In the past, you could do books or in the former Soviet Union, Samizdat, or underground, you know, magazines and whatnot. Now in a device that's only this big, you can pack it with thousands of hours of reading or hundreds of hours of film and video and television, and that really can be a true game changer.
You can imagine how many USB drives are floating around South by Southwest. So the Human Rights Foundation exhibit on the convention floor encouraged attendees to drop off drives that will later be filled with films and information from the outside world and then smuggled into North Korea.
All the thumb drives you see here were actually placed here by people who were walking around, and it's their way of literally shoving it in the mouth of Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea. The struggle for freedom is one that used to be about who has more guns. Now, it really, information is a key component in ensuring that the government doesn't get away with winning the day with its narrative and pushing what governments tend to do, which is the use of fear to control the population. Ignorance and fear.